We were doing the laws of Shabbos and we had learned the prohibition of separating fruit. Remember, dash, where you separate the kernel from the stalk. And we learned that the rabbis also extended that. Actually, biblically, it's extended to schita, to squeezing out a fruit and getting the juice out of the fruit. We discussed when that would be biblically prohibited, when it would be rabbinically prohibited. We discussed squeezing out a lemon onto a food. We discussed squeezing out a garment, the biblical prohibition of squeezing out water out of the garment. We discussed that sometimes it can be biblically prohibited because it's a part of laundering the garment, squeezing out the liquids. And then we discussed what happens when there's a spill on Shabbos, or when you have to wipe down a baby. Can you use fresh wipes? This we discussed last week. Now we move on. You're walking from a downpour and your hair is soaking wet. Are you allowed to squeeze it out? Schitat se'ar. So he says the following. Gazeru chachamim schitat se'ar b'Shabbat. The sages prohibited squeezing out hair on Shabbos, even though technically it's not absorbed in the hair, right? It's not absorbed like in a lemon where it's a part of the lemon, you're squeezing it out. The water is in between the strands of hair. It's not absorbed, right? And still, and even though we learned that when I squeeze out and the liquid gets destroyed, so then it's definitely not biblical, and then maybe this that's only prohibited rabbinically should be permitted, because think about it, you walk in from the rain, you're squeezing out your hair, you're not keeping that water, you don't want that water. And technically when we say the prohibition of dash or schita, that's only when I'm going to use the liquid that comes out. Over here, nonetheless, it's prohibited. Where does this come up? People want to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. People want to take a shower on Shabbos. We're going to learn the details of the halachos that make it complicated to take a shower or a bath or go to mikvah on Shabbos. I didn't say prohibited. I said make it complicated. You have to know what's permitted and what's prohibited. As we cover it, we'll have a better understanding of how and when it would be permitted. But here's the major issue, or one of the major issues, and that is squeezing out. So we have a problem squeezing out here. We have a problem squeezing out the towel, right? If the towel falls into the water, squeezing out the towel would also be prohibited. And that's why today the custom seems to have evolved that we don't wash our bodies with water on Shabbos. People don't take showers or baths on Shabbos. We're going to see that baths was a rabbinic prohibition because people were desecrating Shabbos. People wanted a hot bath on Shabbos, so they were paying the guy to turn on the fire on Shabbos. So the rabbis prohibited going into a bathhouse on Shabbos and for sure taking a hot bath. What he's saying over here, we'll get back to in 1 second. Let's just hear him out and then we'll get back to it. So he says, the custom is today, we don't wash our body with water on Shabbos. Ilavim kol mitzvah, unless it's a mitzvah. V'akol mechashash she'yicholim lavo lidei schitat se'ar. And the reasoning behind it is, we're concerned people will come to squeezing out their hair. Now what he says over here is not so simple. We're learning him, so that's I expressed what he said first. But when we learn the prohibition, we will see that the rabbis prohibited taking a bath. They didn't talk about taking a shower, because they didn't have showers. And so in Rav Moshe Feinstein's responsa, he says, yes, you look around, you'll notice that most Jews do not take showers on Shabbos. But it's not so clear that they know it's permitted. It's very hard to say that there's a custom this way when people don't realize that they really could. The fact that they don't, maybe that's because they think they can't. So in his responsa, he basically leaves it at that let's say a person would want to take a cold shower on Shabbos. A warm shower is a different problem. We'll discuss that. Even if the water was heated before Shabbos and you have no problem that new water is going to be heated on Shabbos, there are other issues with a warm shower. But a cold shower, so that there's room to argue with what he's written here. Where does this come up? In Chutzlar, it's when you have a two-day Yom Tiv. Sometimes you could have one day after another. Or even in Israel, we had twice now. Two-day Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah followed by Shabbos. So then you have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, 3 days straight where you can't shower. And sometimes it could be very hot, and sometimes there's a lot of people that will suffer very much if they can't shower 3 days straight. So that's why it's important to note what he wrote over here is accurate. We have to be very careful not to squeeze out the water out of our hair. But with regards to this custom that he's saying, the custom is not to cleanse yourself at all on Shabbos. that there's room to argue with, and we will learn more details as we learn the other Hanachot.